This first one is from the Tiferes Shimshon, Rav Shimshon Pinkus. So he's going in the pasuk v'chol adam lo yeh be'ol moed v'vada chaper v'kodesh. The person shouldn't be there in the ol moed when the kohen gadol goes into the kodesh kadashim. No one else should be there. So he writes that hakohen gadol be'beis kodesh kadashim v'avodas avodasa hanara. He does the one time a year in the kodesh kadashim. Who haya levada? He was there by himself. Lo haya ish sheyira masim. No one there to see what he was doing. So Av Shalanu Lil Momiza, Yisod Gadol, we could learn something over here. Here's the sheets. Oh. You could learn a tremendous Yisod Gadol Bavodas Habari. In terms of serving Hashem, Shavoda Hamu'ula Varitsuya Bi Yoser. What's the best form of the Voda? He Zuhanases Beheshkate Vehester. One who does the Voda quiet and silence, no fanfare. V'atzne Lechas Im Elokecha. The one who walks Bitsanua quietly with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest form of a Voda. So, Pam and Rabos, many times, Malam Yuchedes, we have an opportunity, Im Ovdin Es Hashem Bipumbi, Uberov Am, there's a concept sometimes we should do things more publicly, Berov Am Hajes Melech, with a greater Tzibor. Yesh Gambezek Kiddush Hashem, Shemi Menu Yira Vechen Yasu, we do it in such a way where it promotes the Kiddush Hashem, wonderful thing. Havalapamim, but sometimes, Sarach Davkes Vehatzne Lecha, sometimes we have to do things hidden. Ketznias Vehester, Garmim Shavodat Yem Yuchadis Bilti La Hashem Levado Lilo Pinios. That when we do a mitzvah all by ourselves, so then that really shows our tremendous dedication to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Mara Al Nemenes Va Havas Habore Amitis Upnimius. It shows really that we're doing it. No one's here to watch us. No one's here to see me. It's Rav Soloveitchik referred to this idea as a private heroism, where a person, there's no one to raise you as a hero. It's simply between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that shows your true love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says it's comparable to a person trying to, the next paragraph, trying to boil some water. So if there's no cover on top, so it hits a certain boiling point, it can't get any hotter than whatever it's boiling. But once you cover it, and it's hidden, so then it gets much hotter than it could have otherwise. And the idea, of course, being when people do things quietly, in secret, b'tznius, that's a greater performance of a mitzvah than doing it in public. So, kein adavar be'esek Torah v'amitzvos. The same, of course, is true with learning and performance of mitzvos. Kasher maaseh ha'adam nasin le'ayin kol. When a person does something in the presence of others, b'tivo nanan mizeh, he enjoys it. It's taka good that everyone saw me do the mitzvah. Everyone saw me give the tzedakah to an ani. Everyone saw me learning early in the morning, learning late at night. That I get a certain hana. That's just natural. Sa'idei sheroam v'yodim b'maaseh ha'tovim. Baluma zos. In contrast to Havoda Nasis B'Seser, Bilti L'Hashem Levada, when a person does it by himself, and there's no one there, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Kekol Shemarbin B'Kedusha, the greater Kedusha there is. So Otzemes Madrega Adam Le'ein Shir V'Gul, it gets to a point where there's no boundaries, there's no limit to the quality of such a mitzvah. Ki'ein Makom L'Kedusha Shetiskarir Adei Kavanos U'Pnios Shelo Shem Shemayim. There's nothing to cool you off. There's no reason. You're doing it Dafka L'Shem Shemayim. There's no ulterior motives. And that's the highest form. And that's the Rambam writes based on the Gemara in Erevin. Ein Adam Lamad Rov Chachmasa Ela Belayla. When do you gain the most? When do you grow the most? When you learn at nighttime. No one's there to watch you. You're in the privacy in your own home, and instead of going to watch the Yankee game, you're taking out a sefer to learn. There's no one who's giving you a pat in the back. Just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that's going to be the greatest Liman HaTorah at Balayla. Okay, we could skip now. Let's go to number two. The Shem Yishmul. The Shem Yishmul is dealing with the question of Smichas Parshios to Achrei Moses V'Kadosh, and why these two Parshios are next to each other and oftentimes read with each other. So he writes that in the El Yonim, up in Shemaim, the Malachim, She'ein Yetzahara Motzi Behem. They have no Yetzahara. They have nothing, there's no pull to do something negative. So, Dai B'Kedusha Achas. Up in Shemayim, there's just one type of Kedusha. We'll see what that Kedusha is. It's one of, they go up. They never go down, but they always go up. There's one Kedusha. Aval HaTachtonim, the lower us here in this world, Yasha Lefisha Yetzahara Sholet Behem, we all do have Yetzaharas. So then, Halavai B'Shtei Kedushos Yamdu. We have two types of Kedushas. So, V'Shemati the Perish, his father, explained, Shekedusha Hu Nivdal Uprishus. What Kedusha means is separating from something else. So Yesh Ba'adam Shtei Havdalos. A person has two ways of separating. Shelo Yeh Nimshach Achar Chomer Lemata Mimadrad Gaso. A person shouldn't be drawn downwards to something physical, to taivas of eating and drinking. V'gam shelo yekariv lemala mimadregaso. Also, a person shouldn't go climb too high what he's not ready for yet. Yeah, they're higher levels, but you have to separate from what you're ready for and what you're not ready for. So he says, ukein zehaya b'sinai. Sinai as well. There's prisha v'hagabala. There was separation. I mean, why can we go closer to our Sinai? Because there's always things where you're able to get, you have a border not to fall, but you also have a border where you can't go. Same thing with the base of Megiddo. There's certain areas where Yisraelim can go, certain areas where the Kohanim can't go, and certain areas where the Kohen Gadol can go during other times of the year. There are limits both in the growing and also in the falling. Aval ha'elyonim, when it comes to the elyonim, the Malachim says, Shem Yishmuel, she'enim bali chomer. They're not physical. There's nothing. There's no gashmi is there. They can never fall. There's nothing drawing them down. Ain lemrak kedusha achas. They only have one kedusha, which is shelo yikarvu lufnim mimechitas, and they shouldn't go any further from their borders. So that was the idea Shem Yishmuel heard from his father. So now he plugs this into the smichas of Parshios. Parshas Achrimos Mitchila Bazharas Aaron Shlo Yikariv Lifnim Michitas. So it's the warning: don't jump. Don't go to a higher place where you're not ready for just yet. Ke'inya kibanov, like his children did, b'karvasam lefnei Hashem v'yamusu. Don't go to an area, climb up where you shouldn't be going. And then the sof hafrasha at the end of Achrimos is arayasu, which of course is the kedusha shnia shetachtonim otven el halyonim. And acharkach afterwards he says, I underline this, kedoshim kolelas shte kedushos. Kedoshim talks about getting higher places, but also not falling to lower places. So that's the idea, he thinks, of Achrimos and Kedoshim. They both talk about this inyan of not going too high, but also, of course, not falling. And these are two types of Hafrashos, two types of Kedushos. This next piece is a little gematria from the Nachal Kedumim, from the Chidah. He says, Bezos Yavo Aaron, Aaron will come Bezos with this. What does Bezos mean? So he says, we know, of course, Bezos Yavo Aaron is referring to Yom HaKippurim. That's when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So he says, keeping in mind Yom HaKippurim, Shlosha Dvarim Mo'ilin L'Tshuva. There are three things that help, there are three elements that help a person achieve tshuva. Ulevatel Gzeira, in order to nullify any decrees that are against him. Ulekariv HaGeula, and to bring the redemption. What are the three things? Kol, Tzom, and Mammon. Kol, of course, is referring to davening, and also tefillah. Tzom is referring to fasting, and Mammon is referring to tzedakah. So what's the idea? That the gematria of each of these is shloshim altogether, is the gematria of Zos. So Bezos, with these three things, the gematria of these three things, Kol, Tzom, and Mammon, are the three things to come, Yavo Aaron, Aaron should come, in terms of achieving kapara. V'zeh yesh lirmos, we could also say that's the remez af gam Zos, Yosem Baaret Oivem, with this that you're in a land of the enemies, Lo Mastim Vil Logaltim means a honey tlas mili. These three items of Zos is Mo'ilin Lahagain Begalus Lakariv Hagula. That pasuk means when you're in Baaret Oivehem, so with those Zos, the Zos, you're able to redeem ourselves with a kol, with a mammon, and with a tzom. And that's also what he thinks is the remez, V'efshur Zer remez Atas Hashem Hi Takum. Atas is Rashi Tevos, Inoy, it's Tzedakah, and the Torah. Shema Gimel Imurim, Inoy is Tzom, Tzedakah is Mammon, and Torah is referring to Kol. So that's the idea, the Ramazim of the Chidah. Number four, the interesting Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer wants to know, how come we always talk about Kibbutz Ve'Eim that was given at Mara? That's where it was given in Mara. What's the significance? Why do we always mention Dafka B'Mara? So he says here, Kabed Asavicha V'Imecha, Kasher Tzivcha, the pasuk says, Kasarashi B'Mara. This took place here. Hashem commanded us in Mara. So, my nafkusa, Heichan Tziva, who cares where we were when we received the commandment of Kibbud Av Va'im? So, Ksav Sofer suggests, V'yesh Lomar, so Ben Mechabed as Aviv, a son who honors his father, Mipnei Shenena Mimenu, V'chol Machsar of Olav, he takes care of whatever he needs. He gets him his clothing and his food and his car, and he sends him to yeshiva. So he responds, the reaction is, you did a tavo for me, I'm going to respect you. And ukshein tzarech l'tavasa, when the son doesn't need anything, when he's independent, o kshein nitein lohav, where the father refuses to give him anything, o ein yachal laseis lo kitano, or the father doesn't have the wherewithal to give, so what happens? Enenu mechabdo, so then the child doesn't honor the parent. For lo kein tziva Hashem, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. That should be dependent on what your parent gives you or not. So the other hukash kvod lechvod amakom. One should honor the parent as they honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo hamnas lekabel pras. We don't honor Hashem to receive schar, so too we don't honor our parents because we receive schar. V'nei b'midbar, what happened in the midbar? Kishetziv Hashem al mitzvos kibrav ve'em lo ayasomchen al shulchan avosam. They didn't need their parents to support them. Why? Ki hamon yored mid and hashemayim. They were given food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from the parents. Hayat tzrichim lemabushim. They didn't need clothing. Ki simlas chalos balsa, the pasuk says. Their clothing never went bad. The Adonai cover was constantly cleaning it. They didn't need food. They didn't need clothing from their parents. V'lo hayam mechabdin mipnei shenena mehem. And they weren't mechabed because they were getting hana. So why were they mechabed the parents in the midbar? Not hana. They weren't getting hana from the parents. Rak kimitzvah aleihem leev esavosam. Simply because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to. The zekah, so that's what it means here. Kabed avicha kasher tzivcha, but also zman shetzivcha. Just like during the times in Mara, then there is no need. Shelo ayah lecha toelas mehem. You were getting no benefit from your parent. Yet you were commanded to honor them, so to bezman hazeh. Even though we, of course, are getting hana from our parents, that's not why we should honor them. We honor them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to honor them. And that's the idea, the connection to Mara. Look now on the other side of the page, number 5. Also, Nachal Kedumim from the Chidah. Chidah, this is an amazing idea. If you just look at the underlines, the bottom right column, Af lezos, yechra libi, Shadashu al bnei Aaron. So he was bothered by this. What he's referring to, the Medrash tells us that Kevin Shira Eov. Eov saw, or he heard about the Misa Shnei bnei Aaron. He got very scared. He said to himself, Amar, Af lezos yechar libi. He was talking to himself, I also got scared when Eov heard what happened to the children of bnei Aaron. What happened? Why was that so scary for Eov? What was his connection to Nadav Aviv? So says the Chidah, Eov sheshosak Nidon b'Yisroel. We know that one of the three advisors to Paro was Eov. So Yisroel ran away. He was ochet to Bnei Banav, being Talmid Chacham, learning the Lishchas Hagazus. And Bilam, who gave advice to get rid of Bnei Yisrael, he was killed. Eov, who was quiet, he was punished with Yisroel. That's what happened to Eov. So what happened? He said, "V'hu chashav dal shtika einu chayv klum." He thought, a person silent, pleading the fifth, so then you don't get in trouble, right? You just ignore. You keep your mouth sealed, and you're off the hook. That's what the Eov thought. But Ach Amr Chazal say, Damar Nadav Le Aviu. Nadav spoke to Aviu the following statement: Masa Yamusa Shnei Zekeinim Halalu. When are these two old people going to die already? When are you going to get rid of Moshe Aaron so we could take over? Nadav spoke, not Aviu. V'alzeh made sure that's where they died. But Hare Nadav who should dibur. That only Nadav should die. He said the inappropriate statement. V'avihu shazak. V'afil hachi, despite the fact that Avihu was quiet, Mesu shnei. They both died. So what Eov learned from this Maisa? That muchach deshtika hu avon plili v'alzeh har Eov. That being quiet, you can't plead the fifth. Quiet is not going to get you off the hook. You're responsible for remaining quiet. And therefore, since he saw that Aviu was held accountable, he knew he was also going to be in great trouble for being quiet in the presence of Paro. And in fact, he was. He was punished with Yisur. Look at the Tver Shlomo now. Rav Shlomo Miradomsk. See, so he said, number 6. It says in the Pasuk, Kadoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the word Elokeichem, whenever there's a Shem Hashem, sometimes there's a prefix to it and sometimes there's a suffix. So it could be La Hashem, it could be Elokeichem as the suffix, La Hashem would be a prefix. So he says the following yesod. Kol nitpal l'shem milfan. Of any type, there's a prefix that's before the word nimchak. You could erase the letters. Could go in Bashem, you could erase the beis. You can't erase Shem Hashem, but Bashem, the beis, is it's beforehand, so you could erase it. Kashem, La Hashem, the prefix you could always erase. As opposed to the hanitfal, the shem mila achorav, when it comes after, like kegon elokechem, eino nimchak. That cannot be erased because once elokechem, elokim, is already sanctified, so all the words, or rather letters afterwards, is also kadosh. So you can never erase a suffix of a shem Hashem, but you can erase the prefix. That's the principle he lays out. So v'atem ha'dveikim b'Hashem elokechem, you're supposed to cling to a kadosh baruch hu. So Yisrael dveikus b'Hashem, idem mitzvos u'maisim tovim. How do we connect to Hashem by performing mitzvos and that learning? B'chol zeh, though, despite the fact that when a person learns, lo yigba libo this Romeim bedrach. We shouldn't feel haughty and proud and arrogant. Ulachshav ki kvar ala b'malos. I got to such a high level. Ki ish kazeh adayin yachol lipol mimadregaso mate mate chalila. Person who becomes very proud because of his great growth in ruchnias is going to ultimately fall. You have to be an anuf. So he says, Haderech emes, the truth is, mi she'enu chashev atmi l'klum. The person who thinks of himself as nothing, mi she'amar, he's like a kemo she'amar Avram, avinu v'anochi ofer ve'efer. That's the bechina of anivus, that's the bechina of Avram. So what's this have to do with anything? Anivus versus gaiva. So now he connects everything together very nicely. V'uzel she'amar chazal kol nitba le'ashem milafanov. A prefix that can be erased. Rotz lomar, what do you mean the lefanov? He thinks he's almost greater than Hashem, if you will. He's amongst the greatest tzaddikim. He's before Hashem almost. That person gets erased because he's a bal gaiva. He's before Hashem. Of a person who's at the end of Hashem, who puts himself last. He's still after Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's a anav. Eino machzik et atmo klum. He thinks of himself still as a nothing. Anochi offer ve'efer. So then he shuffle ve'onav. He's still humble and holds himself very low. Bekarach ach Hashem. He still follows Hashem. He's mila achorava. Zeh ish eino nimchak. That type of person, that letter doesn't get erased. V'zochel et veikus basha. So now that's what the pasuk means. V'zeo haremez because of kadoshim to you. How are you going to be kadosh? Wrote to Lomar Tia Bimala es Kadoshim that it comes up Elokechem. The positive is Ani Hashem Elokechem. If you remain at the end, Elokechem is suffix to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yunitfal Me'acharav, that's how you remain Kadoshim. That even when a person grows in Ruchnias, the Yitzhar is always out there to try to get us and say, look how great you are, you're such a great person, you're amongst the Tzaddikim, and that's where a person's going to fall. So no matter how much a person grows in Ruchnias, always to remind himself he's really Acharayim, he's really Nitfal to Kadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. Okay, number 7 now, Rabbi Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer, he writes that Rashi comments right in the beginning of the Parsha of Acher Mos that Perish Rashi, Kishagia Yom HaKippur, when Yom Kippur came, also Kaseid Hazeh. When Yom Kippur came, Aaron did exactly like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do, everything was Os Yavah Aaron, Ulahagid Shrachel Sha'aron, says Rashi, to pray to Aaron HaKohen. So he didn't wear the clothing to become great. He did this simply to just Hashem told him to do this. So that's why he did this. A very strange thing. Of course Aaron did what he was supposed to do. This is Aaron HaKohen. You think Aaron was going to not do the Seder HaDvarim? You would think Aaron's going to become a Baal Gaiva from doing the Seder HaDvarim. This is Aaron HaKohen. What's Rashi adding that we wouldn't have thought otherwise? So he quotes the famous Gra that appears at the end of the Sefer Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam. Chai Adam was a Talmud of the Gra. So at the end of the Sefer, the Chachmas Adam, he quotes a famous idea of the Gra. The Gra says that Shar Kohanim Gedolim, all other Kohanim Gedolim, with the exception of Aaron, everyone else, Lo Hayu Rishayim, Lavo El HaKodesh, Rak B'Makipur. Any other Kohen Gadol were only able to enter into the Beis HaMikdash Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur itself. However, most of Aleim Aaron had an additional Kedusha, Shim'asa K'Seyd HaZeh, if he did the Seyd HaDvarim in Parshat Achemos, he followed everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Haya Rashai Lasos Kein B'Chaleis Sheyirta, he could do this whenever he wants. He could go on today, tonight, to Yud Bey's ER, and he could go into the Kodesh Kedashim, may not in the nighttime, but during the daytime, he could go, as long as he brings all the various kabanos, he could go on any given day. That was the Chiddush of the Gra. Now, when the Chachmas Adam quote the Gra, he says he actually found this in the Sifra as well, that said the same idea as the Gra, that Aaron HaKohen can enter in whenever he wants. So that was the Chiddush. So now, with that background, he says that V'ha'inyan Hazeh, this idea, nearly, To be on such a level, you have to be a kedusha yisera, like Aaron was. Likanes lefnai v'lefnim, leros pnei amelch elyon, to see whatever that means. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Umi omar zachisu libi ein itzarach levush. So I'm not biyom kippurim. So normally a kohen gadol is on that level. Who are they to step into the kodesh kedushim? Dafkin yom kippur she kedusha sayom v'itzumo, the day itself, the essence of the day, has the ability. Gorim laharbe lekadesh latar kol bar yisrael. He has the ability to sanctify and to purify every Jew, and particularly the Kohen Gadol. So b'zuchusam, with the zuchus of all of that on Yom Kippur, that a Kohen lageshesh el kodesh pnimi. So tafka on Yom Kippur, every Kohen Gadol becomes cleansed and can enter in. The gamachrei kol elu lo yidma benafsho ki b'kocha yaseh. He shouldn't think it's based on his own merit. Ach gzeres hamelachi liyomazet. It's not you. You happen to be appointed the Kohen Gadol. It's the zuchus of the day, the zuchus of Am Yisrael. That's by a regular Kohen Gadol. Amnam ba'aron atzadik. Hey, Kadosh Baruch Hu shel Godel Archo. His great quality, his great stature, Einot Sarach Sad Latamcho. He doesn't need anyone's help to get on that level. Lo Kedushas Hayom, Lo Hihur Tshuve Shaklai. So he doesn't need a Yom Kippur to get him in. He doesn't need Am Yisrael to get him in. He himself is worthy to go in whenever he wants. La'atzmo Kedai. V'alkein B'chol Shoshir Yirta Yachol La'asos Kaseida. As long as he follows the Seder Devarim, the recipe, he could go in any given day. Ulam. This is where the Rashi comes in. Aaron legodel and vasnusno, because of the great humility that we all know Aaron had. Kishegia yomaki purim asa kaseder hazeh achas bishon. The Bazik says kashir tiva Hashem as Moshe ledoros u'lashar kohanim. That was the shevach, that even though he could have gone in every single day, he only went once a year. That was the chiddush. He didn't want people to think he was greater than them, so he only went once a year. That was the chiddush. And higid shvachal shir Aaron shelo haya lo veisha begadim legdulah. So he didn't wear them for his own greatness, because he was a greater, higher level than any other Kohen Gadol to be. Ki im kimekayim gzeres hamelach. That's the chiddush that Rashi is telling us, for the fact that even though Aaron could go whenever he wants, he refused to take advantage of it. Okay, number 8 now. I have some long pieces today, I'm sorry. The Eish Kodesh has a nice idea here. He says, he quotes the Hiskadashtem of Yisem Kadoshim. So Gemara Brachos tells us that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was ill, so Nichnasu Tamid of Levakra, they came to visit him, and Amrullah the Rabbeinu, they said to Rabbi, Barchenu, give us a bracha. So Amrullah, he says to them, Yihi Ratzon Sheyem Mora Shemaim Aleichem, Kemar Basav Adam. That you guys should experience the fear of Hashem, just like you're scared of a king. Amrullah, Halavai, Teidu, Kishadim over Avera, Omer Shlo Yirenu Adam, Halavai, but we get to such a point where we're scared someone's going to see me. Halavai, we're getting to the point where we're scared if someone watches do an Avera. Meaning it seemed that they weren't scared of people seeing them do Averas. It's a very strange dialogue here. These are the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They needed to have a bracha to have Mor Shemayim, to have Yir Shemayim. You would imagine they already had Yir Shemayim. So the Eish Kodesh asks, V'inei Navin Ha'im Chas V'Shalom. They didn't have such Yir Shemayim. He quotes a number of the well-known Tamidim, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. So it was known about the Noam Eli Melch, he goes on to say, and the Rabbi Zusha, that these people had Yir Shemayim. So you're telling me that the Tanaim didn't have Yir Shemayim? What kind of bracha was he giving them? So furthermore, we also know that the bracha wouldn't work. Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz. So what kind of bracha is that to give them the Yir Shemayim? It doesn't matter, the bracha, Yir Shemayim doesn't work. You need to work on your own Yir Shemayim. So this is the Yisod, he says, in the paragraph Aval. Kishayish ba chas v'sham lematza v'gamur lavor aveira. When a person gets to a place of doing an aveira, as Hashem eino ozo, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not leave a person by himself. He never leaves a person. And the Svarma Kadoshim point out that the Shabbat Osios Yetzer, Yetzahara, Yetzer, b'milum, when you write the letters Yud out and Tzadi out, Yesh Hashem Shakai. If you write Yud like that, and Sadi like that, and Resh like that, the Sofei Tevos are Dalad Yud Shin, which are the names Shakai, Shud Dal Yud. Shekedei Shelo La'aniach Es Ha'ish Lipol Bo Chas V'Shalom. When a person is coerced by the Yetzer in the beginning, at the end you'll never fall too far, because there's a net there. Shin Dal Yud is the end of the Yetzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let you fall that far. He'll always catch you at the bottom. That's what the Eish Kodesh is saying. And Kishimagia Ishad Asof, when he gets to the end of the Yitzhar, he gets to the bottom, the worst of the worst, the 49th level of Tum, if you will, Ein Hashem Manichal Lipol Yose, he'll stop. There's a net to catch you. That was the idea this Svarma Kodoshim point out. So Beirazeh, with this idea, Shlo Lipol Legamre Bavera Chas Hashem Efshilavarech Es Ish HaYisraeli. Yir Shemayim, HaKol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mir Shemayim is a different type of Yir Shemayim. There are two types of Yir Shemayim. The Yir Shemayim that saves a person at the end, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai could give the bracha. Kevin should be Yadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shin Dalad Yud. That's Hashem's ability. He may not want to put that netting out. So you get a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shin Dalad Yud should save you from falling too far. Hashem can be Yira Ilah. The higher level Yir Shemayim, if shalavarch, that you can't give bracha, kevin shezeh b'dei adam. That's in man's hands to decide to get to that level of Yishmayim. Shutzarch lalo seila. He needs to jump up. He needs to grow on that level. Ukshamu Rabbeinu, when they said Rabbeinu Barachnu, give us the bracha. We need a bracha. The Ras Kavanasim, he understood what they were requesting. Shirotem Shivarcham Bidei Shemayim. They were asking for the higher level Bidei Shemayim. He says, I can't do that. Amalem Shirak Bidei Shemayim Shlo Lavor Averos Yachal Avarcham. I can only give you a bracha of the lower level Yishmayim to catch you from falling. Uliyra Ilah, but the higher level Batsman Tzrichan Leal. So you need to get there on your own. And that's what he says, going to the last paragraph on this column here. Vizel Vizkadashtem. You should always have that cheshek, that desire to be sanctified. Even when you are kadosh, continue to grow and grow. I'm your God. Shagam elokim, which we know elokim is bechinas din, punishment. Even when you deserve punishment and you do the do averas, yumshach lebechinas havi rachman. Kadosh Baruch Hu always has that rachman. So you always have the ability to sanctify, no matter how far you fall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has that netting to catch you and make sure you grow even further. That's what he says is the idea of the pasuk. Let's go now quickly to Torah Moshe. There, Chassam Sofer writes, this is number 9. Ki chata b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron sinned, al shemiharu likanes lefnim hamechitza sakadosh kedushasim harayid lahem. This is similar to the Shem Shmuel, but they really jumped the gun. They were getting to levels where they shouldn't be going. They were not ready yet for the Kodesh Kedoshim. They didn't go in steady steps. When a person grows in Ruchnias, they always have to have healthy steps, not taking any leaps. So this base in the Gemara Mitzachim that tells us that Shikashem Shikabalti Schar Al-Hadrisha Kacha Kabal Schar Al-Aprisha. This is referring to Rabbi Shmuel was darshing every S in the Torah. He got the S Hashem Al-Kecha Tira. What's he going to do? What can you add? What else could you feel? What can you fear other than Hashem? He gave up on all of his Schar. So just like he got Schar for being Doresh, he also got Schar for separate. So Ella Meirova Chuka Miharu Likanes Bemakom Shlo Hurshu. Because they had such a great desire to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they jumped, they went to an area where they weren't allowed to go to just yet. And it says in Maseches Tamid, Ma Yase Adam V'Yichya, what should a person do in order to live? They should Yomus Atma, they should kill themselves in order to live. What means? Perish Mises Taibus Olam Hazeh, to crush, to squash the Taiba of this world, if you're Yamus. If you kill your taiva, that's going to help you live. So that's what the pasuk means. He says, "V'zeh achrei Moshe ben Aaron." After they were killed, shekvar himisu atman. They already killed themselves. They crushed their yetzara. They had no taivas in this world anymore. V'me'aroi sheyu sibas chiyusim. That should have been their source of life now, because they crushed their taiva. But still, be'kervasam lefnei Hashem v'yamus. But because they jumped the gun, be'kervasam, they went too close to Hashem when they weren't ready yet. They were actually physically killed. They did the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tried hiding himself. He wouldn't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but them, he didn't bring himself closer. He ran away. However, they did not do the same thing as Moshe. That's what the pasuk means. After they killed themselves, and they also physically died because they jumped the gun. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Aaron, Kain Sivas Aaron al Yavo b'chaleisel kodesh, different than the Gra. You shouldn't go whenever you want into Kodesh Kodashim. Rather, you should only go when you're ready. Bezos Yavo, in this way, in this Seder, is the only time you should go. So, of course, it's a very, very important point in when a person's trying to grow, it should be in healthy steps, not in taking any leaps. Yes, end up being to include a Talmud Chacham. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. So, now the last one, the Darsh Mordechai, Reb Mordechai Druck. He's a beautiful idea here. He's talking about the idea of the Big Day Lavan and the Big Day Zav that the Kohen Gadol would wear. And as we know, that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't wear the Big Day Zav on the inside when going to the Kodesh Kedoshim, because it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Kateger Nasa Sneger, it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Egal Zav. So we don't want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Egal Zav when going into Kodesh Kedoshim asking for Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara. So he asks a very big question. So then even on the outside, the Kohen Gadol would wear the Big Day Zav on Yom HaKippurim, if he was outside the Kodesh Kedoshim. When he was outside near the Mizbech, he would wear the Big Day Zav. Why? If we don't want to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Egal Zav ever, why would we ever wear golden clothing? That was his question without reading this inside. So he ends up answering the following. If you look now at that second paragraph where it says, V'yesh L'Hakshos, three lines down it says, V'yesh Chilek. Habir Bazad Yeshchile. There's a difference, there's a distinction between Ma Sha'omrin Lam Yisrael. There's a difference what you would say to the people, with Bain Ma Sha'omrin Lakadash Baruch, that which you say to Hashem. Kishimadabrim in Hakadash Baruch, when you speak to Hashem, Al Am Yisrael, about Akal Yisrael, and about getting them kapara. Az Gamim Heim Asu Chatam, even if they did sins, Donim Osom Lakavschos, we want to favorably judge them favorably. Umlabdim Alem Sinegor, Lefne Hakadash Baruch, we want to bring them defense. When we speak to Kadosh Baruch and Kodesh Kadoshim, we want to leave all the chaitz outside. All the gold is outside. When you speak to the Am, the nation, you need to rebuke them. You need to teach them what they did wrong. And then you show, remember this golden calf, this golden clothing? So when speaking to the Am, then you show off the golden clothing. When speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you try to hide it. And that's what he says, Umimbela Zuasi, but this is the reason Shakoin Gado Kishinichnas Lifnim, when he went to the Kosh Gadashim, who Lovesh Big Lavan, Cave in Shilifni Hashem, Lomaskirnes Ma'isa Ego. We don't mention the eagle in front of Hashem. Ila Bechut, but an outside, Bazara, Lifne Klaisel, who Lovesh Big Lizov, he would wear the gold clothing, Lahazkilahem Achecha Yashuva, Bechuva, to remind them, it's time to do Chuva, guys. And we'll finish off with a story that the Rabbi Shel Yushalayim, the Rav of Yushalayim, Rav Agon, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zetzal, Holach Pam Bilavayas Rebbe Moshe Blau. The two of them were walking to a Beis Sefer, to a school, to yeshiva. Shepischo Tenuros Haskalah B'Yushalayim. It was dealing with terrible, it was very, very modernish. It was dealing with Haskalah issues, whatever the circumstances were. They were going to rebuke the school. Kedei Lochichem Al Kach Shemadichin Yaldei Yisrael Miderech Hayasha. Your people sending people off the derech. So what happened? They're on the way to go to the yeshiva, this Beis Sefer, this school. Rebbe Moshe Shomeas Agon Rav Yosef Chaim. He heard him. He gave them a bracha. He said, Amar lo Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe says to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Anachnu baim lo chiechos. I'm coming to rebuke them, tell them what they're doing wrong. Lo levarichos, I'm not to give them a bracha. So look at his answer. Ana lo hagon Rabbi Yosef Chaim, bifneihem vadei shenu chiechos amakach. In front of their faces, we speak to the principals and the teachers. We definitely scream at them, we rebuke them. Shema abdenes hayahadis shal yiladim. They're destroying the Jewishness, the Ruchnius of the kid. Aval kishani medaber mekadosh baruch. When I speak to kadosh baruch hu, ein dilaturia sham ani mevarch. Ein dilaturia sham ani mevarch ziladim halala. I don't want to mention the sin to kadosh baruch hu. I want to bless him. I wanted people to come back on track. So in front of kadosh baruch hu, you don't wear the big days off. You don't mention the cheda egel. You don't mention anything they did wrong. Rather, you give the bracha and your melabed zechus on them. So we should all be zochet at that time when the Yom Kippur is brought back with the Beis HaMikdash, with Kodesh Kodashim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds favor in all of us and brings back to us a tshuva, slicha, mechila, the kapara. Amen.